You owe yourself the favor of really digging into that book of Mark. Chapter 1, verse 32, 33, 34. I'm going to make it easy again tonight on our tape ministry. Last night I gave them a title for the sermon. I called it Revival Anyhow. Tonight, I'm going to preach on Revival Anyhow. Chapter 2. Paul Harvey says, the potpourri of the news from page 2. Maybe sometime before the week's out, we'll get the rest of the story. Chapter 1, verse 32, and at even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were disease, and them that were possessed with devils, and all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases, and cast out many devils. And oh, I like this last part. And suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. Praise God. You may be seated. I want to give you just a little background. And brother, I want to commend you. This PA system is sounding great up here. I like it is. It's loud. If it gets too loud and y'all can't take it, get out yonder. But if one of y'all makes one signal to him to turn it down up here, you're a rotten egg. Some time ago, I was preaching a few nights service for Brother T.W. Barnes in Minden, Louisiana. It was supposed to have been a few nights services, and God got to moving, and it turned into a revival. One night, I was standing behind the pulpit. We were staying at the Ramada Inn, and I had given myself to a lot of prayer and meditation and seeking God. And I was standing behind the pulpit, and I said, Church, let's believe God for revival. And I'm real careful. I told you last night, and I am. I hear some people, every time they open their mouth nearly, God told them. I guess they're closer to God than I am, because he don't, you know, always tell me everything. Some things I just have to give it a whirl and hope he told me. But I don't want to accuse God of telling me anything unless I really believe that he did tell me. And I believe the Holy Ghost moved on me that night behind the pulpit and said, Do you even know what you're asking for? And it just kind of sent me into a shock. Do you know what you're asking for? Well, Brother Lumpkin, I wasn't a novice preacher. I didn't just start. I'd already been preaching probably 28, 30 years at that time. That's been several years ago. And then it just seemed like that the Spirit of the Lord just left me right there. I don't mean for good, but we had a move of God that night, but it just seemed like that nothing else was said about the revival except, do you even know what you're asking for? And it left me. So I just went on and I tried to find God and I tried to get a hold of the Lord. But it just seemed like that it wasn't His time to reveal to me yet what He was really talking about. So I left Minden and went on to another little town in Louisiana called Hodge. And one night, we went to church, and believe it or not, we got there early. Can't believe it, but we did. And I pulled up in back of the church, and my wife started to get out because usually the time I get it stopped and the motor off, I'm out of the car. She started to get out, and I said, honey, let's just sit here a few minutes. I just feel like sitting here in the car before we go in. It was early, and we had a few minutes before church started. Sitting there in that car, God reminded me of what He spoke to me in Minden behind the pulpit. Do you know what you're really asking for when you ask for revival? And I opened my Bible, and I don't believe this always works this way. It doesn't with me. But I opened my Bible, and the first thing I saw was Mark chapter 1, verse 32, and that even I read it to you just a while ago. And before that move of the Spirit was over, sitting in that car, God showed me the revival that He wants to give the church in these last days. Now, I'm not going to argue with you tonight about whether we're going to have a revival or not. I'm just going to say this. My wife and I have two daughters. I saw them just a few minutes after they were born. I saw them both about 6 months ago. I've seen them all of their lives. But did you know the most beautiful time that I ever saw them was when they walked down the aisle to get married? Oh, that's it. Y'all just sit there and enjoy it now. We're going to get off the ground in a few minutes. They walked down that aisle, and I couldn't believe how pretty they were. Say, Brother Johnson, you're prejudiced. No, I just know beauty when I see it. They were pretty. Dressed in their wedding gown. Oh, they were so pretty. And every time somebody comes along to me and said, I just don't believe we're going to have an end time revival, I can't help but think that the church, the bride, is getting ready to take her march down that heavenly aisle. Holy to God. I don't believe Jesus is coming back for a weak, sickly, puny, dried up, prune-faced church. Hallelujah, brother.
can I believe that when Jesus comes, the church is going to be more radiant, it'll be more powerful, it'll be stronger than it's ever been before.
You can talk about a book of Acts revival all you want to. We read the book of Acts and say, boy, if we could just have a revival like that. I want to tell you something. The book of Acts covered from 60 to 70 years. It covered the universal church at that time. It picked out some of the best things, the most powerful things that happened in the church and wrote it in the book of Acts of Apostles. So, I've had the Holy Ghost some 40 years, nearly. I've been preaching right at 35 years. And I want to tell you something. I have seen with my own eyes in just a little over half the time that the book of Acts covers, I've seen nearly everything happen in my day that was recorded in the book of Acts. Y'all going to get with me now? You just going to sit there and look at me. Hallelujah. Jump up and shout hallelujah. I like that obedience. I like the way y'all cooperated. Out of 800 people, 35 jumped up and shouted, everybody, stand on your feet and shout hallelujah to God. Fixing to get with it. Don't get in my way. Glory, I'm fixing to get with it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, touch me tonight. Everybody pray that prayer. Lord, touch me. Touch me, God. Touch me tonight. Let's take turns tonight, okay? I'll preach a little while and you worship a little while. Would y'all do that? I promise you we'll have the best service we've had yet. So, now, let's look at this scripture. When was this revival going to take place? The Bible said at evening. When the sun did set. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Brother Rupton, we're going to have morning revivals. We're going to have day revivals. Brother Buster, we're going to have afternoon revivals. But I believe the revival God really wants to get to the church is talking about the evening revival. When the sun gets set. When the Lord began to deal with me on this, I got to thinking about grocery stores. Now I got a lot of supermarkets. Have the discount prices. Put on the big sales. Cheap. So much meat for so much money. Big sales. You know what? The 7-Elevens and the convenience stores, they don't do much business in the daytime. Because all the bargains are gone.
they can go to the supermarket and buy it real cheap. They're not going to stop at the convenience stores. Holy. But in the evening, when the sun sets, the supermarkets start closing. The bargains, you know, they're not there anymore. One night I became aware that we were out of coffee. That's horrible to get without coffee. But I became aware that we didn't have any, and that was way back when coffee was about a dollar a pound, 79 cents dollar a pound. We didn't have any coffee for the next morning, and I like coffee early in the morning. That's right. Now, if and it's a sin, well, pray for me, would you? But I still like it. So the supermarkets were closed, Brother Cannon, and so I went to a convenience store, and I went back and got me a pound of coffee, and I took it to the cash register. I didn't look at the price of it. I just wanted some coffee. He said $3.49. I said, sir, $3.49 for a dollar pound of coffee. Lord, you know what I did? I bought it. I paid the price. I bought it. You know, in the daytime, you can go bargain hunting on religion. You can join churches in the daytime and not change one thing about the way you live. You can go to some churches and join up and talk in tongues and shout and still paint your face and wear your pet boots and dress ungodly, smoke your cigarettes, drink your wine, and still be first-class members. Glory, glory. Glory, glory. But after a while, those supermarkets are going to close. They're going to close. In fact, they're shutting the doors all the time. You better be careful hunting these bargains. You're going to get in trouble up to your eyeballs hunting these religious bargains. Amen. I went to a store one time. It wasn't a Goodwill, but it had prices about like Goodwill. They had brand new suits. I went in and bought me a suit and put that thing on. And brother, you talk about good looking. That suit was good looking. You thought I was going to say me. I put that thing on and wore it home. Or didn't wear it home, but they got it fixed, and then I left for a conference, and I wore that thing to the conference. And I wore it to church that first night, and got home, and man, that thing still had a good crease in it. I mean, it wasn't this one, Brother Lumpkin, it was another one I had. I get $15 for that suit. It looked so good the next morning, sister. I got up and put it back on again. Wore it to the conference again. Glory, Brother O'Brien. That afternoon I come in and took me a nap, suit and all. I got up and that crease was still there, brother. I'm telling you, that was a smock suit. I wore it back to church that night. To make a long story short, I didn't wear nothing else the whole conference. I wore that suit day and night. Brother Buster and I got home, and I said, honey, I finally got a bargain. $15. Look at that crease that's still there. But you know, after a while, you've got to send everything to the cleaner some way or another. I mean, you just can't wear it indefinitely. So I sent that suit to the cleaners, and when it came back, I promise you, one of my britches legs was like that. Now, you folks in the back can't see that. That's where you get in trouble when you sit in the back of the church. One of my bridges leg was way up there. You see, these bargain things is all right till they go to the cleaners. And then when they get out of the cleaners, you got a mess on your hands. You can hunt your bargain counter religions, but I'm going to tell you something. One of these days, they're going to the cleaners. They're going to the cleaners. Hey, this thing is not cheap. This thing is not cheap. But I want to tell you something. When the supermarket closes and when the bargains is over, hallelujah, the church of the living God is still open. It's still open. It's still open. And God is in the business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Everybody stand on your feet and give the Lord a hand praise. Praise God! Hey, it's evening time! The stores are closed! The church of the living God is still open. Now, be seated. In this revival that God wants to give the church in the end time, the first thing in this revival, there is going to be a revival of faith. Hallelujah. Brother Fuller, you did so well last night. Let's go again. Chapter 1, verse 32 of the book of Mark. Read it.
And in England, when the sun is set,
all right,
they brought unto him,
they brought unto him.
Yes.
They brought unto him. I've been in the United Pentecostal Church for quite a while. I've seen a lot of things come and go. Brother Lumpkin, we saw an era, ERA, a period of time. It seemed like we felt that unless certain individuals were carrying the ball, the program just couldn't go. Amen. I thank God, Brother Lumpkin, at our general conferences, we're hearing men preach, and brother, they're doing a fantastic job. They've never preached conferences before.
Praise God.
But we went through a time that you knew when you went to some special gathering that there was going to be a few men preaching.
And the revival of that day was built on personalities of individuals. But in this end time revival that God is going to give the church, you don't bring them to the individuals, but they brought them to Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Buster, come up here with me, please. Come up here and stand with me. I thank God for this young man. I thank God for his ministry that I saw today. You owe it to yourself, if you can, to be in service tomorrow afternoon. Brother Buster, we're going to team up together in this Arkansas camp meeting. But it's not going to be Buster, and it's not going to be Johnson. It's going to be Jesus. It's going to be Jesus. It's going to be Jesus. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, we don't need personalities. We need Jesus. Ooh. Hallelujah! 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 They brought unto him. Sit down now. That's what I want y'all to do. Sit down and read. They brought unto him all. What?
All.
All.
That were diseased.
Their faith was so high, they just went out and got everybody that could. You kind of look sick. Come on. You look a little puny too. Come on. Hey, you smiling, but you look a little puny. They brought everybody they could get a hold of that was sick. They had so much faith. They had so much faith. They had, thank you. They had so much faith in him. They didn't go out and get somebody and say, if you would come, it might be possible that the Lord would heal you. They had such a reckless faith in God. Sometimes people don't understand. I noticed Brother Buster today, God's using that young man in the ministry of divine healing. And I'm going to tell you what, as long as he'll keep the spirit that he had today, God's going to use it.
Right. Amen.
Now, if he ever listens to the devil, and the devil comes along and tries to make him think that he's something more sick, he's going to lose that anointing of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
That young man today, he just walked out there, took people that were sick, and said, "You're going to be healed. You better be careful, man. You're getting out on a limb." That's what's the matter with some of us. God's trying to get a hold of us. God wants us to have faith in him that we will get out on a limb.
Praise God.
I walked into a room one night, the Lord spoke to me when I was going to pray for a lady about 1 o'clock in the morning. I knocked on the door. Her husband, a sinner man, came to the door, opened the door, let me in, led me to the back room. That woman was bouncing up and down on that bed. I don't know what in the world was wrong with the woman. I never had seen anybody do anything like that before. I don't know what was wrong. But the Lord moved on me on the way over there, Brother Hardin, said, "I'm going to heal that woman when you pray for her." I walked in that room. Hallelujah. Walked up to that bed. She didn't even know I was there. She just bouncing up and down on that. Sometime I honestly believe, and I'm not stretching it, I think she bounced off that bed sometime maybe 4 to 6 inches off that bed.
I walked up to the bed. I said, Sister, I'm fixing to lay my hand on you and pray for you. And when I do, the Lord is going to heal your body instantly.
The devil jumped up in my ear and said, boy, you flubbed it now. What if it don't happen? Her husband's a sinner man. He heard what you said. If she don't get healed, he'll never have confidence in anything you say. You really flubbed it up. You know what I did? I said, sister, did you hear me? When I lay my hand on your head, God is going to heal you.
Praise God.
Instantly. I just wanted the devil to make sure he heard me. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you guessed it. I laid my hand on her. I had no more than touched her head. She fell back on the bed, opened her eyes, and said, I'm well. Everything's all right. I'm healed. I'm healed. Say, this end time revival is going to be a revival of faith. Now, skip that little short verse and read that next verse. They brought all that were sick.
And all the city, pardon me, and he healed many that were sick of divers diseases.
What?
That were sick.
No, read that.
He healed many.
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 Now, wait. The Bible said they brought all. But it didn't say he healed them all. Said he healed many. So, what I'm doing, I'm trying to expose the devil tonight. Because see, what he's going to do when your faith gets reckless in this revival, and you go out and get people and bring them in, and they get prayed for, and don't get healed. He's going to say, see there, it didn't work. It didn't say he healed them all.
Heal me.
Said he heals many of them. Let me see. Fella, you over there with that pretty tie on the front seat, the second man on the row. You, that's the one. Come in. Come on. No, I want the other man. Excuse me. I want this. Thank you, fella. God bless you. I like that. He wants to. I wish y'all would get that anxious to help me preach. This guy's sick. He didn't tell me he was, but I want to show you the old-time way of doing it. Are you ready? Are you ready for the old-time way? You don't know. I don't think you are. Do you have any back trouble? You got any head trouble? No. You got any kind of trouble? Well, that's all right. Okay. He comes sick. I want to be prayed for. Amen. Sister, would you come hold my mic? I won't hurt you. Promise, cross my heart, and hope to go in the rapture. Hold it right there by my mouth. I'm fixing whatever my mouth goes, you can follow it. I'm fixing to pray with this guy. He's sick. So here's the way we pray for him. Brother, I want to believe God's going to heal you. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to lay my hands on you and pray for you, okay? You're going to be here. Lord Jesus, in the name of God, I want you to come now and touch this boy. Oh, God, let him feel the virtue of the Lord. My God, come down now, Lord. Oh, Jesus, my life, in Jesus' name. You better claim it whether you get it or not. You're kidding, you know. Hey, listen. But in this end time revival, it's not going to be a shaking and a twisting and a breaking. Tory! Tory! Let me tell you what I see, brother. Let me tell you what I see. I see men of God
God. Just walking down the aisle. And when they pass by, people are healed. On the right, left, right, left, right. Healed, 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 healed. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Say, well, I don't see it like that. Argue with God. Now go back to that verse 32. The last part of it.
And them?
And they brought them?
That were possessed.
That were possessed.
With devils.
With devils. Amen. I don't believe that casting out demons has gone out of date. I don't believe it's gone out of style. In this end time revival that God wants to give the church, we're going to deal with demons. You're not going to have a ministry like Brother Buster's got and not have to fight devils to have it. You're not going to preach revival and see revival like I preach and not have to fight devils to have it. I told you last night, I'm going to tell you again, Brother Lutkin, the devil is not going to back off in the corner and say, go ahead, you blessed little Pentecostal people, and do your thing and have revival. No, sir, he's going to fight us every step of the way. He's going to fight us. Son, are you still all right? You just got a devil. Come here. God. Now remember, this is illustration. Okay? I mean, this is a good boy. You like me, don't you? Put it there, boy. Give me five. I like him. But he's, you know, got a devil. He needs to get rid of it. So, I'm gonna catch the devil out of him. Amen. Brother, Buster, come help me. You don't have to holler. Just come help me. Amen. And so, this boy's got a devil. We got to get rid of this devil. Amen, 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 amen. You hold my mic for me. I'm scared to get that girl up here for that because she might get hurt. We got to fool with that devil here. You got a devil. You're demon possessed. We're going to get rid of that devil in the name of Jesus. That's God. Hallelujah to God. We're going to get rid of him. Amen. Amen. Devil, I'm coming against you in the name of the Lord. I'm rebuking you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm commanding you to come out of him. You hear me, devil? Hear me, devil? Come out of it. I command you, come out in Jesus' name. And I have killed him trying to get rid of the devil. Yeah, give me a quarter. Give me a quarter. Quarter! Money! If you don't hurry, I'm going to have 15. Yeah, you got 15. Here's your percentage of my salary. Thank you. Now, that's the way we used to do it. But in this end-time revival, we're not going to do it that way. Amen. Amen. We're not going to do it that way. Because our faith is going to reach out and get a hold of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Skip that short verse and get the last part of that next verse.
And cast out many devils.
They brought to him them that were possessed with devils, and he cast out many devils.
And suffered.
You might better get up and read that. That's too good to sit down.
And suffered.
And suffered.
Not the devils to speak.
Did y'all hear that? Hey, is his microphone on? I want to make sure they heard that.
And suffered.
And suffered.
Not the devils to speak. Hallelujah.
Now, I want y'all to listen to this. Brother Harden, when Jesus met the man at Gadara and started to cast devils out of him, they had a little discussion. The devil said, "Why have you come to torment us before your time? Get out. Oh, no, Jesus. Wait, it's not time yet. Out. Leave. Wait a minute, Lord. Let's talk. I mean, he allowed it, Brother Lumpkin. Let's talk about this. Okay, we acknowledge we got to go. But now, Lord, listen here. Let's reason and say, there's a bunch of hogs out there. Why don't you let us go into the hogs?" So Jesus talked with them. He reasoned with them. And said, "Okay, go get in the hogs." I know this is not new, but it's so powerful I'm going to say it anyhow. When the devil got in those hogs, they'd rather drown than to have the devil in them. And you call hogs stupid? You call hogs crazy? I wonder who's crazy, Brother Hart. I wonder who's stupid. Hey, some people got the devil in them and glad to have him. In the revival at Gadara, Jesus argued and reasoned with the devil. But in the evening time revival, in the evening time revival, the devil tried to talk, but the Lumpkin and Jesus said, "Shut up. Let me shut up," I said. "Don't open your mouth. I'm going to tell you what I believe with all of my heart. In this end time revival, we're not going to have to wrestle people to the floor and stand over them and rebuke the devil by the authority of Jesus' name. We're going to tell them, shut your mouth and come out of him. We got power and authority over you in the name of Jesus." Now get that little verse, Brother Fuller, right in the middle of it.
"And all the city..."
When this starts happening, it's going to shake our cities. I said it's going to shake our cities. West Memphis, isn't that where you are? West Memphis, this starts happening in West Memphis. It's going to shake your city. This happens in Macon, Georgia. It's going to shake our city. It happens in Turlock, California. It'll shake your city. And the Bible said, all the city.
Read them. "Was gathered together." Oh, we're going out there. We're going to see what's happening at that Pentecostal revival. Praise God, I told you last night, and it's kind of become the theme today. We want this revival, this camp meeting, to become the talk of the district, but we also want it to become the talk of the United Pentecostal Church. Not for Johnson, not for Lumpkin,
not for Buster, but for Jesus. Oh, God, give us revival. The next thing the Lord showed me in the car, in this end time revival, there'll be a revival of faith, there'll be a revival of healing, there'll be a revival of casting out demons.
The name. I couldn't resist.
Go ahead.
The name of
the
Lord.
Name. Anybody know what his name is?
Jesus!
Oh, Brother Buster, you spoke the center of my heart today. Speak the name. Speak the name. You don't have to wrestle with sickness. You don't have to wrestle with demons. Just speak the name. The power is not in your hands. It's not in your wrestling. It's not in your arm. The power is in the name. The name, what?
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Read. He's a strong tower.
He's a strong tower. Read.
And the righteous.
And the righteous.
Runneth into it.
Runneth. Runs and keeps on running. Runs and keeps on running. Where?
Into it.
Into it. The name of Jesus.
Yes.
Now, the next thing that God said after the faith, the sickness, the demons, God told me that in this end time revival, there was going to be the revival of the name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise.
Say, well, Brother Johnson, that's no revelation. We had a revival of the name, what, 15 years ago? Everywhere you go, revival till it comes. Amen. We haven't got it yet. Don't look at me like that. I said we don't have it yet.
Come on.
Brother Vanoy! Stand up, Brother Vanoy. Come out here again. I like the way you look behind this pulpit. Come on, I'm not going to hurt you. Come on. Everybody gets scared when I'm preaching. I don't know. I just pick on the tough guys like that fella. I don't use these, you know. Brother Vanoy stood out here a while ago and told you that when in, what's his name, Sun Moon Yoon or something like that? Moon? Sun Young Moon. When they even mentioned his name in his church, wait, don't leave now. He said they almost went into pandemonium with standing ovation, hand clapping, exalting the name of Sun Young Moon. He even mentioned the fact that he wished that we could get as excited about Jesus' name.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
He mentioned it, and you sat there.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
I refreshed your mind, and you still didn't get excited.
Jesus! Hallelujah!
Brother Buster's song about Getty and Rockefeller and Ronald Hart and all of these other fellas. And then he told you about the one they call Jesus. And we still didn't get excited. Thursday night, if tradition holds, the governor is going to be here. I hope he is. I think it's an honor for a campground for the governor to come. But I also think it's an honor for the governor to come to the campground.
But you know what you're going to do? When he comes and he walks to the pulpit, if they let him go to the pulpit, you're going to get up on your feet, and rightly so, you should, in honor of the office that he holds. Sometime when you introduce your district superintendent, many of you start clapping and stand to your feet, and it should be so in honor of the office of this man. But I want to tell you something, folks. We better not get so carried away with the officials of this world that we forget when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords comes into the place, we are automatically give our feet and give him a standing ovation. I'm trying to get through. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous runneth into it and is safe. Now, if my wind will hold out, I want to show you something. Now, that ETH on there means a continual running.
Yes.
Here we go. I'm going to run into this tabernacle. I'm running into it. I'll keep going. I'm running. I'm running. I'm running. Fire! But I hit a wall. There's a limit to how far I can run in this building. But oh, the name of Jesus.
Oh, come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Van Roy, I've been running into it for 39 years, and I've never hit the back wall yet. I've never come to the end of the revelation of the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing power in that name that I've never seen before. I'm seeing majesty in that name that I've never seen before. Let me show you a little bit of something about that name, and then I'll move on. I'm trying to quit, Brother Lunky. I'm trying to, not real hard, but I'm trying. Jump quick, tag! Ask y'all a question.
Yes.
Y'all ever play tag?
Yes.
Everybody play tag, lay away your hand. Look at your neighbor. Has they got their hand up? Would you please be kind to them and teach them how to play tag? We used to play tag. We had a home base. I've been crippled up with arthritis all my life. Never could run too fast except when I was just a real little kid. They always wanted me to be it. And I never wanted to be it. Because once I got it, I stayed it. And that's what they liked. We always played with a home base.
Come on.
I listened real carefully to the guy giving instructions.
And when we did that, one potato, two potato, three potato, four, five potato, six potato, seven potato more. Oh, God, don't let that potato fall on me. And when it wound up, somebody else was it. Oh. And then they said, now that microphone stand is going to be based. So I began to sidle over close to Basie. All right. Can you get me? Lord, you folks are in perfect control of your emotions. That's why I just sat down about to have a fit for every last one of us. And I just tantalized. Da 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 da. He'd try that a few times. He'd get so mad he wanted me to be it, and I didn't want to be it. And then I you can't get me. Come on, Johnston. Play fair. That's fair. You said it was based. This is so much fun. Can I have an extra 5 minutes so I can play tag a while longer? Ah, you can't get me. It gets so mad that you... All right, Johnston, if you don't quit now, I'm going to quit and go home. I said, go ahead. You can't get me. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run up in the rich and is safe, 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 safe. You can't get me, devil. I'm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, you're helping me now. Sit down and let me give you a little more. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. You see, we're having a lot of trouble getting the saints rooted and grounded. Get them established in the church. You know why? Because they haven't got a revelation of the name yet. They haven't got a revelation of the name. And when you get a revelation of that name, from the heart, the devil can't get you, because you're going to stay in the name. You're going to stay in the name. In the name. In the name. Give me just about two or three moments. The last thing that God showed me about this end time revival, faith, healing, power of the devil, attraction of the crowd, the revelation of the name. One more thing. in this end time revival.
Praise God.
Joel chapter 2.
And it shall come to pass afterwards.
Come to pass afterwards.
That I will.
That I will.
Pour it out.
Everybody say, I will.
I will.
Come on, say it with a little enthusiasm.
I will.
Shout it out.
I will.
I will.
What?
Pour out.
Pour.
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 Hallelujah.
Pour. Pour.
When I was a kid, it was my job to milk the cow. For some of you young folks, information, milk comes from cows, not plastic cartons. Brother Combs, when I milk the cow, I got it one squirt at a time. That embarrasses Brother Buster for me to talk like that. I was wondering today how come he's so little. When I heard he had all them brothers and sisters, no wonder he's little. I wonder he's as big as he is. He probably didn't get milk in his day. I got it just a squirt at a time.
Well, it's amusing to watch these ladies try to interpret that.
Squirt at a time. But then I take that bucket in the house.
Well, George, don't you look so innocent, you know.
I take that bucket of milk in the house, and Mama get out that strainer. Brother Harden, she'd start pouring. You know what she'd have to do, Brother Ken? Every once in a while, she'd have to stop. Because she was pouring it so much that strainer couldn't keep up with her. She'd have to slack off a little bit. Oh, you ain't getting this.
Hello.
You're not getting it. Oh, in this end time revival. Brother, the revival we've had in the past, it's been like milk in the cow, just a little squirt now and then. Amen. Just one get the Holy Ghost, another get the Holy Ghost. Sometime I was back, I was praying. I said, oh, God, fill somebody with the Holy Ghost tonight. You know what? God rebuked me right there in my prayer meeting. I was trying to talk to him, and he rebuked me. He said, somebody? Just one? Is that all you want? Just a little squirt? Just a little squirt? Just one? Oh, no, gosh. In this end time revival, I'm going to pour. 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 Everybody say, I'm going to pour. Everybody say, I'm going to pour. I'm going to pour. Not just one, not just two. I'm going to pour out my spirit. I'm going to pour it out. I'm going to pour it out. Brother Lumpkin, I have seen it. I have pastored and saw it in my church. That God would pour it out so fast that every once in a while, Brother Harden, he'd have to slack up so I could teach and instruct those new ones and catch up with the move of the Spirit of God and indoctrinate them and establish them. And just about the time it looked like I was getting them on the feet a little bit, he'd start pouring again. 8, 10, 5, 4, 7. Get the Holy Ghost. Get baptized in Jesus' name. And then he'd slack up again. And let me indoctrinate them. And let me teach them. Listen, friend, that's what God wants to happen in the Arkansas district. God wants to pour out a revival in this district. Praise God! Praise God! Then every once in a while, he'll have to strap off. I wish it was 8:30 so I could start preaching. Pour out my spirit on who?
Upon all flesh.
All flesh. I can't help but remember it, Brother Lunkin. Y'all please forgive me for being ugly, but I just got a little streak of it in me. I remember somebody told me it was in 1972 when I preached the camp meeting here before. And at that particular time, we were having a breakthrough revival in Richardson, Texas. Hippies praying through by the droves. Praise God. I told you about it before, and I'll tell you again. I baptized Noble one time. His name was Jack Johnson. I baptized him. He was a converted hippie. He just got the Holy Ghost. And he wanted to be baptized. And I took him in the water, and I baptized him in Jesus' name. And when he come up out of the water, and I come to myself, I was holding him up by his ponytail. I heard. I just got to do it. No, I don't have to, but I sure want to. I heard after I left, Brother Lunkin. That there was some comment made about that liberal preacher. My God, I wouldn't baptize an old long-haired hippie. He wasn't a long-haired hippie. He was a long-haired, spirit-filled Jack Johnson.
All right.
Yeah, old Johnson, he's going to compromise. He's going to compromise. Let me tell you, in this last day, people are going to accuse people that's having revival of being compromisers. But I want to tell you something, folks. I'm still here.
Glory.
And if you think I've compromised one thing, you keep coming back this week. I promise you, in the name of Jesus, you'll find out I'm still preaching the same thing that I preached 35 years ago when I came in. I still believe in love, not the world. Neither the things that are in the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
God,
in this end time revival, is going to pour His Spirit out on all flesh. Rich and poor, fat and skinny, ugly and pretty, high social caliber, and a peon from the wrong side of the track, makes no difference to God. I was preaching a citywide crusade, and I'm closing. In McAllen, Texas, a few years ago, I gave the altar call in an auditorium one night, and people flocked to the altar. I hope you're getting ready now to get the Holy Ghost tonight. People flocked to the altar. I looked down in front of the pulpit, and I saw a distinguished-looking gentleman. His hair had turned a beautiful color of gray. I didn't know who he was. I just knew that he was very dignified looking. He looked like a man of of refinement and intellect. Standing right by his side was a little Mexican girl. Her clothes were tattered and torn. Here was a dignified gentleman and a little tattered-clothed Mexican girl standing side by side. The church gathered around that group that had come for the Holy Ghost. I looked down there, and the Holy Ghost moved on me to go pray for him. I laid my hand on that gentleman's head and prayed for him, and I no more than touched his head, and he started talking in tongues. I laid my hand on that little Mexican girl's head, and she started talking in tongues. I found out, Brother Vannoy, after the service was over, that that was a retired professor from Rice University in Houston, Texas. And that little girl was the daughter of a poor Mexican family. But standing side by side, God filled both of them with the Holy Ghost. I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. In this congregation tonight, we have the Caucasians, we have the blacks, we have people of other nationalities. I do not know where some of them are from, but I can tell from their features that they're not from the same nationality that I might be from. But did you know what? When it comes to worshiping God, I've seen them all with their hands up in the heavens, praising God, praising God, praising God. I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, all flesh, all flesh. Yeah. You want the Holy Ghost? How many of you are interested in this revival? Are you interested in this kind of revival? Hallelujah! 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 You may not see it just like that, and I'm not going to argue with you, but I believe with all of my heart, this is what God wants to do for the church and the world in the end time. It's revival, anyhow. I want us to stand and lift our hands and start praising God.